This is why your country because you use your women for them.
Al Jazeera's pictures of Haitian refugees being rounded up by U.S. agents at the southern border with Mexico have made headlines for days. They've prompted several suspensions and at least one Biden administration resignation. After days of silence, the U.S. president finally addressed the Haitian refugees' mistreatment.
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous.
Biden has faced heavy criticism for his administration's border response, even from within his own Democratic Party. The images of white men on horses chasing down black people has been compared to images from the slave era, angering many African Americans.
I'm pissed. I'm unhappy. And I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration.
Biden's promised investigations into the southern border incident, but it won't stop the flow of migrants, not just from Haiti, but from all over Central America and increasingly the world, now amassing in huge numbers, a problem that has confounded U.S. officials for years.
The fact that this is a situation that has occurred from time to time, ever since I can remember, first and foremost and most fundamentally and foundationally, we are dealing with a broken immigration system, and we need legislative reform.
But Biden's problems don't end at the border. This week, his promise to black Americans to reform policing in America failed on Capitol Hill. The president also had to repair a diplomatic spat with President Macron after leaving France out of a new security arrangement with the UK and Australia.
Take a look at what I inherited when I came into office. The state of affairs. Part of it is dealing with the panoply of things that were landed on my plate.
And things are about to get even more difficult. If a deal can't be reached with congressional Republicans to keep the government open, also looming over this White House, the threat of a government shutdown. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, the White House.